perched at an altitude of 8,000 feet, and the winters were unbearably cold. Jackie would sit in the cabin, recalled Philip Morrison, with binoculars and watch cows ready to give birth in the snow. They'd have to run out to keep the newborn calves from freezing. For the next decade, Robert Oppenheimer's likable and brilliant younger brother eked out a living as a working rancher. They were 20 miles from the nearest town. As if to remind them of their status, FBI agents periodically showed up to question their neighbors. Occasionally, they'd visit the Oppenheimer ranch and ask Frank to talk about other people in the CP. Once an agent specifically told him, "Don't you want to get a job in a university? If you do, you have to cooperate with us." Frank always turned them away. In 1950, Frank wrote, "Finally, after all these years, I have gotten wise to the fact that the FBI isn't trying to investigate me, it is trying to poison the atmosphere in which I live. It is trying to punish me for being left-wing by turning my friends, my neighbors, my colleagues against me and make them suspicious of me." Robert visited the ranch almost every summer, and while Frank had resigned himself to his situation, Robert chafed at the thought that his brother was living this kind of life. "I really felt like a rancher," Frank said, "and was a rancher. But he didn't believe I could be a rancher and was very anxious for me to get back into the academic world, although there wasn't anything he could do about it." Over the next year, Frank received tentative job offers to teach physics abroad in Brazil, Mexico, India, and England, but the Department of State steadfastly refused to issue him a passport. And there were no job offers in America. He had been blacklisted.
Within a few years, Frank felt compelled to sell one of his Van Goghs, First Steps, after Millet, for $40,000.
In his frustration over his brother's fate, Robert talked with Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter, the Harvard overseer Grenville Clark, and other legal scholars about what the Institute might be able to do by way of organizing an intellectual critique of the Truman administration's loyalty and security programs that were supporting the sort of treatment Frank and Oppie's students were getting. He told Clark that he thought the presidential loyalty order, the AEC's security clearance procedures, and HUAC's investigations all lead in many individual cases to unwarranted hardship and make for an abrogation of the freedoms of inquiry, opinion, and speech. Soon afterwards, Oppenheimer recruited his old friend Dr. Max Radin, dean of Berkeley's Law School, to come to the Institute for the academic year 1949 to 1950 and write an essay on California's loyalty oath controversy.